Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Chef Norman Van Aken stirs up a word on food later on the show, and Jody Horn-Leschinski delivers her Broward Arts calendar. Now, what better way to celebrate Miami Film Month than to catch up with the co-directors of one of Miami-Dade's great art house theaters? Here's our film critic, Dan Hudak.
If you're on the mailing list for any of Miami's art house theaters, and I suggest you get yourself on all of them, you've received correspondence in the last few weeks mentioning Miami Film Month, and you probably immediately asked yourself, what the heck is Miami Film Month? Good question. Think of it as Miami Spice for movies. Hosted by the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, Miami Film Month provides discounted tickets to the city's art house theaters, including the Cosford Cinema in Coral Gables, the Coral Gables Arts Cinema, Miami Beach Cinematheque, Tower Theater in Little Havana, and the spotlight of today's segment, O Cinema in Wynwood and O Cinema in Miami Shores at the Miami Theater Center. The Miami Jewish Film Festival and the Miami Short Film Festival are also hosting special screenings throughout the month, and there's a Miami Film Tour Bus that takes people to famous locations and regales attendees with stories of production in Miami. The bus ride ends with a screening of a film that's special to Miami. On Saturday, tomorrow, the tour will end at O Cinema Wynwood with a screening of The Beach Chronicles, an animated detective story set on South Beach, and Rising Tide, a story of Miami artists, which profiles six Miami artists around the time of Art Basel. One artist, Jen Stark, is profiled here.
My name is Jen Stark. I do a lot of paper sculptures, really colorful kind of psychedelic patterns, wood sculptures, animations, and drawings. There's definitely a strong Miami community. The place where my studio is at, which is right here, Little River Yacht Club, there's a bunch of other artists that have studios. So we see each other every day and like kind of feed off each other's energy, and that's awesome.
In advance of the tour bus ending on their front door for the screening, I recently sat down with O Cinema co-founders Vivian Martel and Kareem Tapsch to discuss Miami Film Month and O Cinema's ever-expanding offerings. Kareem, Vivian, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat. Tell me about Miami Film Month. It's a really cool program.
Well, now in its third year, the Greater Miami Visitors and Conventions Bureau has called out to all the art houses in the area in order to create this impactful month of movie seeing for the community. This year it's in June. Lots of the different theaters are offering different specials so that the Miami-Dade community can come out and enjoy some film.
Yeah, there's discounted tickets. If you go to MiamiFilmMonth.com, there's a list of all the participating theaters and events. There's a Miami Film Month tour. Each cinema is doing it's kind of a curated tour and film screening. Ours is this Saturday. And we're showing The Beach Chronicles, followed by Rising Tide, the story of Miami artists, both wonderful films based here in Miami. So audiences will be able to do a tour around the city, see some of the spots that were featured in the film, and then come to O Cinema Wynwood and watch the film.
And if people haven't been to Wynwood in a while, they may not know that you recently upgraded it, and there are more seats, better sound, and it looks fabulous, Vivian.
Yes, absolutely. We've got an amazing DCP system set up, which is digital cinema projection. We also have 7.1 surround sound, which makes the sound just utterly engulfing once you're in there. And, of course, with all that, we get to show these amazing new movies that are out in this context.
None of this would be possible without the support of the Knight Foundation. We were proud recipients of the Knight Arts Challenge grant, which was awarded in December of 2013, and it allowed us to do all of these upgrades. So not only is the projection and the sound just kind of industry standard and wonderful, it allows us also to access more films, larger films, and we also were able to expand our seating. We now seat 112 real comfortable movie-style seats with cup holders in stadium-style seating. Very important for the experience. So it's if you haven't been to O Cinema Wynwood in a while, it's a brand new experience.
Now, Kareem, not that the inside of the theater isn't fabulous, but you also have Cine Al Fresco, which is a free monthly outdoor screening series.
Absolutely. And I'll have to throw in the hat to the Art Place America, whose funding was able to create that. We've created an amazing green space, lush Florida native plants. We'll be launching our Cine Al Fresco series starting next month. And we bring together the community. They get to see free movies and they get to have a wonderful time with us.
A big part of that, and also a big part of what we do in general, is using cinema as a community experience. I mean, bringing people from various backgrounds together to kind of get lost in the wonderful world of movies. So this series is going to just do that. And our goal is to bring people, not only people who come and enjoy and, you know, revel in Wynwood, but those who also live there and come and enjoy it outside. As the community and the neighborhood grows, it's an integral part of what we plan to do.
Absolutely. Film is the almost the least common denominator in terms of the art world and art stuff. So I think it's really fabulous that the opportunity for the community to come out and see these different kinds of art forms in the art house cinema context is wonderful.
You mentioned the Knight Foundation. You operate as a nonprofit. I don't know if the public at large understands the importance of community outreach and programs in order to continue to receive funding. One thing you're doing that I'm presuming is along those lines is your cinema summer camp coming up this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the first time we launched this, and it's part of an kind of an educational initiative. We believe in supporting Miami filmmakers, and we also believe in training the new wave of filmmakers. So for the first time this year, we're launching a film summer camp for teens and tweens to teach them digital filmmaking. And we're going to be using from the most kind of equalizing the playing field. So you're going to be using everything from iPhones and iPads to make your movies. You're going to learn how to edit them. And we're really excited. We have two wonderful Miami filmmakers, Joey Dowd, who's contributed to the New York Times, The Guardian. He's going to be leading one of the courses. And Andrew Evia, who's an Emmy Award-winning filmmaker, also the director of Rising Tide, which aired on WLRN, is also leading one of the courses. And that the first one starts on June 30th through the 11th of July. And then session two is July 14th through the 25th.
And what are the ages you're looking for with that?
Pretty much ninth grade and up. It's varied, but it's high schools. You know, teens and tweens is the blanket term we're using. I guess everybody's using it.
Is it a full production, meaning you're going to write something, shoot it, and edit it? And how long is the camp?
The camp is 2 weeks, and it is a full production. You'll be working on 1 to 2 films, one that you'll do individually and one that you'll do as a group. So you'll be 2 films at the end of those 2 weeks. And everything from writing it, shooting it, editing it, thinking about how to market it as well, how to think about social media and web components as well. So it's kind of fully engrossing independent filmmaking.
As well as they'll have a debut at O Cinema Wynwood as well.
Yeah, it culminates in a public screening.
Parents, get your kids out there. Get rid of the kids for 2 weeks, too, if nothing else, during the summer. We're talking with Kareem Tapsch and Vivian Martel from O Cinema. Wanted to ask you guys about the programming with the theaters. Right now, you're in Miami Shores and Wynwood. You're allowed to program different things, but still keep it under your umbrella with your taste. I want to know what happens when you disagree on what to show on your programming, Vivian.
Well, if anyone knows Kareem and I, you would know that, you know, an old husband and wife couple is not the right metaphor. It's more like a brother and sister kind of craziness that we do. So we will argue and...
We hardly ever agree is actually the interesting thing. We're almost never on the same page initially about anything.
But the beauty of that is that we get to gesticulate in multiple languages and raise our points and, you know...
You give ourselves enough time to bring one or the other to our point.
To process.
And generally speaking, what happens is we meet somewhere in the middle. And I think it's, you know, it's all the better for it as an organization and as a cinema because we're coming at it from different approaches.
Who usually wins?
Vivian.
Do you agree, Vivian?
Absolutely, I agree.
Smart man. Another really cool thing you guys are doing is called Popcorn Nights. It's run by Mark Furman, a local critic. He basically takes these movies that have been out years ago, 25, 30 years ago. It's a retro film series. It's once a month. And this week, it's Friday the 13th, tonight, actually, at 11 p.m. It's Friday the 13th, the final chapter. Just so people know, that's the fourth Jason movie. The fifth one was The New Beginning, Jason Lives with us. I mean, there's about 10 Jason movies.
Right.
The fourth one's the final chapter. But really cool that Popcorn Nights is at the Wynwood location.
We love Mark. We love what he does. We love collaborating with him. You know, it's been wonderful. We've had a great 25th anniversary screening of Batman where people came in costumes. We do giveaways. I don't know if we're going to get people coming dressed up for Friday the 13th. At that time of the night, I would probably be a little scared myself about it. But it's a great time. It really, again, it's what we do. It's bringing a community together and enjoying something wonderful and fun in a way that's both irreverent and joyful, but also celebrating the films.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Guys, we got about 30 seconds left. Quickly, last thoughts. Kareem.
We have so many wonderful films coming up this month. Ida is a wonderful Polish film that's coming to Ocinema Miami Shores at the Miami Theater Center. The Internet's Own Boy, a wonderful documentary about Aaron Swartz, a co-founder of Reddit, and Wrinkles is also a great animated Spanish feature. So a lot of good stuff coming.
I also want to talk about the collaboration that we have in our art space with Art Center South Florida. It's a wonderful collaboration. It's a curated series. Every month, come and take a look at the new art.
Fantastic, guys. Keep it up. You're doing great. Kareem, Vivian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
O Cinema is now open at its original location in the Wynwood Arts District, 90 Northwest 29th Street, and at its new spot in Miami Shores at the Miami Theater Center at 9806 Northeast 2nd Avenue. For more information, go to o-cinema.org or call 305-571-9970 for Wynwood, or 786-565-3456 for Miami Shores. For more information on Miami Film Month, visit miamifilmmonth.com. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at hudakonhollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.